This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. People have been participating in recent hearings to decide on whether to expand gambling in Illinois. There have been hearings in East St. Louis as well as the Chicago suburbs. The main points of contention are, would an expansion harm existing casinos, and will horse racing tracks be able to survive without it? According to BND.com, the East St. Louis hearing covered the impacts on Fairmount Park, the Casino Queen, and the city of East St. Louis, which gets about 40% of its city funding from Casino Queen taxes. Fairmount Park supporters say they need slot machines in order to compete with tracks in other states. Casino Queen and East St. Louis supporters say they'd be jeopardized by having to compete against slots at the horse track. Although supporters of the Casino Queen, East St. Louis, and Fairmount Park said they would like to reach some sort of compromise. Don't forget, the Illinois Horse Fair is taking place this weekend at the State Fairgrounds in Springfield. I spoke with Karen Fries about the Illinois Horse Fair.
This year we're doing an East meets West theme, which means we are trying to incorporate both the English disciplines and the Western disciplines. So our feature clinician for the Western side is Chris Cox. He's from Texas, originally from Australia, and he is absolutely one of the world's best horsemanship clinicians that there is. So we are really, really excited to have him this year. And on the English side, we've got Yvonne Bartow with KYB Dressage out of Chicago, and they focus on freestyle dressage and have taken horses to the highest levels of freestyle across the nation. So we are just super excited to have both of them with us and, you know, giving us ideas and teaching us throughout the weekend. So it should be a lot of fun.
Sounds great. And can you maybe just tell me a little bit about the history of the Illinois Horse Fair? How long has this been going on?
Well, actually, this is our 25th anniversary. So the Illinois Horse Fair started in 1988. It was the idea of the Horsemen's Council of Illinois, which is the producing organization, to bring together people from across the state and to bring in top-level clinicians, top-level speakers, to, you know, have a very fun and educational event. And it's certainly evolved since then. We now have a very large trade show that goes along with it. I was just working on confirmations for our vendors, and it looks like we're going to have over 140 vendors again this year. So we're really excited about that. The shopping is fabulous. The programs are a lot of fun. We're having a series of fashion shows this year. We've got the Indiana-Illinois Competitive Mounted Orienteering Group is doing a daily orienteering contest, which is probably something that a lot of people have never heard of, that you can do orienteering on horseback, and I've actually done it. It is very fun. And actually, from the St. Louis area, we have the Mid-Rivers Equine Center coming and bringing their mobile equine vet unit, and it'll be there for tours and interactive displays throughout the weekend, and they're also doing a series of lectures for us. And again, we have the veterinarians from the University of Illinois coming over and doing lectures and demos for us, as well as a number of vets and farriers from across the region. So the educational program is just really, it's second to none. You know, there's nowhere in the state of Illinois that you can pull together this number of horses and education and shopping, you know, that's all geared toward horse people.
Again, that was Karen Fries speaking on the Illinois Horse Fair going on this weekend. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.